Alright, sa aklatay ng Micah sa Old Testament, mag-start tayo ng pag-aaral ng Book of Micah. Matapos natin yung Book of James sa Bagong Tipan. Ngayon, punta tayo sa Lumang Tipan. Let us go to the Old Testament in the Book of Micah. And we're going to read Micah chapter 1, verse number 1. So unahin natin yung Micah 1:1. And the Bible says, "The word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Moreshite, in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem." So kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ang salita ng Panginoon na dumating kay Micah na isang morastita na sa mga araw ni Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, sa mga hari ng Judah, na nakita niya tungkol sa Samaria at sa Jerusalem. Let's bow for a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, kami po ay lumalapit sa inyo sa ngalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo at humihingi, Lord, kami ng tulong sa banal na Espiritu Santo ng Diyos na siya po ang kumausap sa amin sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos na matuklasan namin ang pagpapala ng pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos at isabuhay po namin yung mga katotohanan na nakikita natin sa salita ng Diyos. Lord, magligtas po kayo ng marami at dun sa mga ligtas, matutunan po namin na lumago sa pananampalataya at magsilbi sa inyo. Lord, salamat sa kabutihan niyo sa amin, sa blessing na binigay niyo po sa amin sa inyong salita, na binigay niyo kay Micah at iningatan ng Israel at ngayon nasa sa amin, Lord, dahil doon. So Lord, i-bless po ninyo ang iyong word. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Alright, so sa Hebrew Bible, iba ang arrangement ng books compared to sa English Bible. So, ang tawag sa, tingnan mo, for example, yung Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11. Just as an introduction, I want you to know that the Hebrew Bible doesn't arrange the books the same way as the English Bible, the way we have it arranged. It's a little different in there. So, but look, for example, with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 11. Luke chapter 11 and verse number 50. Luke chapter 11 and verse number 50. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that the blood of all the prophets, so yung mga propeta, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel. So that's the first one who was murdered, who apparently was a child of God, a son of God, saved, born again. Well, not born again in the Old Testament. You don't get regeneration until the New Testament. But he was a believer. He was saved. Abel, siya yung first prophet. Unto the blood of Zacharias, which was perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required unto this of this generation. So Jesus saw the arrangement of Abel to Zacharias. So saan aklat matatagpuan si Zacharias? Well, you find him in Chronicles. So, yung unang aklat ng Hebrew Bible, Genesis, kung saan nandun si Abel. Abel is found in the book of Genesis, so that's the first book. And in the Hebrew Bible, the last book is Chronicles. So, it's not arranged the same way in the English Bible. Go to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 44. Luke chapter 24, verse number 44. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that in all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses." So inuna niya yung law. Sa Hebrew, ang tawag doon ay Torah. Torah. So that's the law of Moses, and in the prophets, At sa Hebrew, yung prophets, Nebi'im. Nebi'im. And in the Psalms, at yung Psalms, yung unang aklat ng kasulatan, ng mga kasulatan, or the writings. So ito yung three divisions ng Old Testament. So here you find the three divisions of the Old Testament Hebrew Bible. The law, the prophets, and the writings. The law, the prophets, and the writings. And so we call that Torah, Nebi'im, and Ketubim. Ang tawag na lang doon ngayon, Tanakh. Tanakh. Torah, Nebi'im, Ketubim. Tanakh. So that's why, pag narinig niyo yung Tanakh, buong Old Testament yon ng mga Hebrew, ng Hebrew Bible. Sa aklat ni Micah, nasa Nebi'im tayo. We are in the Nebi'im section ng Bible. Mga prophets. And sa kasaysayan ng Bible, iba-iba ang mga prophets. Lahat sila ay holy men na kinasihan ng Diyos at binigyan ng Word of God. All the prophets were men of God and received the words of God. They were, in essence, the mouthpiece of God. So when you hear or you read about somebody in the Bible who was a prophet, then that person received the word of God and he was commissioned by the Lord to be faithful to deliver the word of God. So, walang karapatan ang prophet na hindi magsalita na wala siyang karapatan magsalita na hindi binigay sa kanya ng Diyos. He was a mouthpiece for God or tagapagsalita para sa Panginoon. Now, sa Bible, maraming iba't ibang mga prophets. May mga prophets nung kapanahunan ni Adam, Noah, Abraham, yung mga kapanahunan nila. We call that the patriarchal prophets. Isa doon si Abel. Abel was a patriarchal prophet. Kaya inuna siya ni Jesus doon sa Luke na binasa natin sa Luke chapter 11. Sabi niya, from Abel to Zechariah. So Abel was prophetic. Look at Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Balik tayo sa Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter 11 verse 49. Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Therefore, also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles. So yung prophets, Old Testament. Yung apostles, New Testament. Pero kung paano kinasihan ng Diyos yung mga apostol, ganun din kinasihan ng Diyos yung mga prophets. So, there. God sends them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. So, anybody wants to be a prophet today? You are to be slain and persecuted. Anybody want to do that? And the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation from the blood of Abel. So, Abel was a prophet, and his blood was shed. He was one of the first. He's the earliest that we have in the record here. Jude 1. Look at Jude 1, verse 14. Tingnan mo ang book of Jude before the book of Revelation. Merong prophet nung lumang kapanahunan. We're talking Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. We're talking patriarchal prophets. Look at Jude 1. Isa lang ang chapter ng Jude. So Jude verse number 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. So biro mo, si Enoch, nung pangkapanahunan nila Adan, nakita niya ang second coming ni Jesus Christ. Nakasama yung 10,000s and thousands of his saints. Enoch saw the second coming of Jesus Christ. Enoch saw Revelation 19. And he was way before, he was during the time of Adam. So these prophets were amazing. Noah was a prophet. Abraham was a prophet. Jacob was a prophet. So these were patriarchal prophets. Before na naalipin sila sa Egypt. And then naalala ninyo, nung lumabas sila sa Egypt, ginamit na naman ng Diyos yung mga prophets. Moses was a prophet. And God gave him the words, naalala ninyo, yung mga words na binigay sa kanya ng Diyos. Iingatan niya yung mga words na yon. That's part of his prophetic office. Moses was a prophet. Aaron was a prophet, yung kapatid niya. Miriam was a prophet, the lady. His sister was a prophet. Tingnan mo ang Exodus chapter 15, verse number 20. Go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. So ladies, qualified pala yung mga ladies na maging prophet? Yes. Sa Old Testament, you can be prophetic. Kaya lang, siyempre, hindi na nagpapa-reveal ang Diyos ng kanyang salita sa kapanahonan natin ngayon. Kaya wala na hong prophet ngayon. Kasi yung Revelation 22, yun ang pinaka-last chapter. So wala na nagdadagdag sa mga salita ng Diyos. Hindi na natin kailangan ng prophet. Pero, but go to Exodus chapter 15, verse number 20. Exodus 15, verse 20. And Miriam, the prophetess, and the sister of Aaron took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women that went out with her with timbrels and dances. So, Miriam was a prophetess. Maraming mga prophetess sa Old Testament. Maraming prophetess. Even in the New Testament, yung mga anak ni Philip, prophetesses sila. Mga anak na babae ni Philip, they were also prophetess. But you imagine the Mosaic time. So, patriarchal time, there were prophets. Mosaic time, there are prophets. Nung namatay si Moises, sinong namuno? Joshua. Nung namatay si Joshua, sinong namuno? Ha? What happened? Do you not know your timeline? Oh. Moses, Joshua. Joshua, Judges. So, nung namatay si military general Joshua, ang mga namuno, yung mga military judges ng Israel. And there were 12 of them. Isa doon si Deborah. And Deborah, double duty siya. Hindi lang siya political leader. She is prophetess. Prophetess din siya. Look at Judges chapter 4, verse number 4. Judges chapter 4, verse number 4. Judges chapter 4, verse number 4. I'm just reviewing what is a prophet. Kasi pag-aaralan natin si Micah, so dapat alam natin kung ano ang prophet. But look at Judges chapter 4 and verse number 4. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. So not only was she a judge, but she was also a prophetess. Tapos, meron pang mga prophets na hindi natin kilala, tulad ng 70 elders na matatagpuan natin sa Numbers chapter 11. We won't look at that today. So kapanahonan ng patriarchs, may mga prophets. Sa kapanahonan ni Moses, may mga prophets. Pagkatapos ni Moses, may mga prophets. Nung kapanahonan, nung tapos na yung paghahari ng mga judges, sino ang namuno sa Israel? Yung mga kings. Sino yung first king? Saul. Sino yung second? Ha? Saint David. Sino yung third? Solomon. So, ang tawag natin doon, kings of Israel. So, Joshua judges kings of Israel. And during the kings ng Israel, maraming mga prophets ang ginamit ng Diyos. Halimbawa, ginamit niya si Elijah, si Elisha. Gumamit siya ng sons of the prophets, ang tawag nila, sons of the prophets. Kasama dun si Samuel, the prophet sa dulo. si Samuel. Sa dulo ng Judges, si Samuel. Tapos si Samuel ang nag-install kay David. So, yung choice ng tao, si Saul. Rineject siya ng Diyos. In-install nila yung choice ng Diyos, si David. Tapos si David, yung anak niya, si Solomon. Sino yung anak ni Solomon? Rehoboam. So, tapos sa kapanahon ni Rehoboam, nagrebelde yung isa, si Jeroboam. At nahati ang kingdom ng Israel. Nagkaroon ng northern kingdom na sa pumumuno ni Jeroboam the First. Yun. Tapos sa timog, southern kingdom, pinagpatuloy ni Rehoboam ang paghahari ni David. So David, Solomon, Rehoboam, at and so on and so forth. So, nandoon sa kapanahunan nila si Elisha, si Elijah, meron pang mga prophets doon, si Shimeah, si Ahijah, si Jehu, and so on and so forth. Tapos, sa gitna noon, nagkaroon ng mga propeta na tinatawag natin writing prophets. Mga propeta na nagsulat ng mga aklat. Isa doon si Jeremiah sa dulo ng kingdom, si Isaiah, yun mga tanyag yun, si Daniel, tanyag yun ng mga prophets, Ezekiel, tanyag yan. Yun ang apat na very major prophets. Tapos, merong mga minor prophets. At isa doon, si Micah. And so Micah is a what we call a minor prophet. So minor prophet dahil maikli ang kanyang mga sinusulat or yung tema ng kanyang sinusulat ay limitado. Now, compare natin yan halimbawa kay Isaiah. Alam mo kung ilang chapter si Isaiah? 66 chapter si Isaiah. Ilang chapter si Micah? 7. Okay. Sinong mas importante? Sinong mas importante? Ha? Who's more important? Isaiah or Micah? Anong neither? Neither one are important? They're both important. Hindi yung pwedeng i-compare yung dalawa dahil parehas silang nagsulat ng salita ng Diyos. Medyo lang malawa ang sulat ni Isaiah compare sa sulat ni Micah. So let me say this. We're looking at a minor prophet but the message is major. Major message from the minor prophet. So, ang dami palang mga prophets na ginamit ng Diyos at sa mga writing prophets si Micah ay kakaiba dahil sa pagsilip ni Micah sa hinaharap nakita niya ang pagsilang ni Jesus Christ at ang muli niyang pagbabalik bilang hari. So napaka broad ang nakita ni Micah at sa lahat ng mga prophets si Micah lang ang nagsabi exactly kung saan isinilang si Jesus Christ. And so this is a significant prophet and amazing prophet. So, here's a study thing that I want to use. William, give everybody one of these green notebooks. Meron lang akong ilang mga green notebooks, so mag-share kayo. Every row has one. Just give every row one. And Joseph, give everyone that has a green notebook. Hang on. Okay, just wait. Have a seat. Okay, so lahat tayo meron tayong green notebook. Or di kaya nagsishare tayo ng green notebook. Okay, so tingnan mo yung pinaka-last nakasulat doon, Jerusalem in the time of Jesus. Yung last page, Jerusalem in the time of Jesus. Okay? Laktawin natin yan. Meron tayong open na notes na ilalagay natin. Itong chart na ito. Lagay mo yung chart na ito. Now, you can give everyone one of these. Ilagay ninyo ito dun sa page pagkatapos ng Jerusalem in the time of Jesus Christ. So, ilagay nyo yan sa tabi ng page na yon. Pagkatapos ng Jerusalem in the time of Jesus, dapat itong ilagay ninyo. Okay? So, lahat tayo, meron tayong green notebook. So, tingnan natin yung page na yon. Let us look at the page. May extra si Joseph para dun sa gusto ng kopya. Extra copy. There's extra copies there for anyone who wants extra copies. Okay, so now, this is a chart. This is a chart ng mga kings. Anybody else want one? Nandito yan. Ito yung chart ng mga kings ng kapanahunan ni Micah. And you see, in Micah chapter 1, verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Morashtite. Saan itong Morashtite? O, tingnan mo yung mapa. Doon sa ilalim ng chart, may mapa. Hanapin mo yung Jerusalem. Sa ilalim ng Jerusalem, Bethlehem. At sa tabi ng Bethlehem, merong Morashtite. So, hindi tayo sure, pero malamang nasa timog itong si nakatira o tiga timog southern kingdom itong si Micah. He is from Morasheth. So isa siyang Morashtite. Dahil dun siya sa Morasheth. Nakikita mo yung gap? Katabi siya ng gap? O kilala ba ninyo si Goliath? O si Goliath tiga gap yun. Philistine city yung gap. And magkatabi siya ng Morasheth. So talagang delikado yung city ni Micah. Sanay na sila siguro sa pag-aaway and so on and so forth. So, pero tingnan mo yung chart ng kings. Sa time ni Micah, nakikita mo yung southern prophets, Isaiah, Micah. Ah, contemporary pala sila. So si Isaiah, habang nagbiminister si Isaiah, sa kaharian ng Jerusalem, kasi siya ang dugo niya, blood, noble blood siya. Royalty siya. Si Micah, hindi siya royalty. Common lang siya. Regular na tao lang na wala siyang pagmamayari na sa kaharian. Ano lang siya? Shepherd, worker lang siya. Pero, kinasihan din siya ng Diyos. And so, he is a prophet. At, so nakikita mo sa chart, Isaiah, Micah, nakikita mo si Jonah, Amos, Hosea. O yun. So, nung kapanahon ni Jonah, Amos, and Hosea, and Isaiah, umiiral din si Micah. So, overview ito para alam ninyo. Now, so nakikita nyo kung sinong naghahari ng kapanahon ni Micah, ayon si Jotham, si Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Lahat yung tatlong nabanggit sa verse number 1, naghahari sa timog. So they are southern kings. They are southern kings. Now let me ask you a question. Ops. Tahimik lang. They are southern kings. So, ano ang kapitolyo ng timog na kaharian, the southern kingdom. What is the capital of the southern kingdom? Jerusalem. Tama. Ano yung kapitolyo ng northern kingdom? Samaria. Kaya sa verse number 1, ang sabi dyan, ang salita ng Panginoon na dumating kay Micah, the Morashite, sa mga araw ni Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, mga hari ng Judah, na nakita niya tungkol sa northern Samaria at southern Jerusalem. So, Micah's ministry was to warn northern tribes, 10 tribes of Israel, and the southern tribe of Benjamin and Judah. So, yung dalawang tribes sa ilalim. So, malawak ang ministry ni Micah. He has a message for Samaria. He has a message for Jerusalem. And he has a message for us today. Kasi, we have the book of Micah in our Bible. Amen? Nandiyan ba sa Bible mo yung book of Micah? Okay, so then you have the words of God na binigay niya kay Micah. Alright, so now, how do you know na yung propeta ay propeta ng Diyos at hindi false prophet? How do you know? Well, binigyan tayo ng test ng Panginoon para i-testing natin yung propeta kung talagang tunay na propeta siya or false prophet siya. Go over to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 3. So yung map na nakita nyo dun sa green book natin, at least nasa isip na ninyo, nakikita nyo kung saan nanggaling si Micah. Ah, dun pala siya sa Morisheth. At dun pala yung malapit siya sa Ga at sa ilalim siya ng Bethlehem. Alright, so go over to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. So God gave tests to see if the prophet is real or false. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, katulad ni Joseph, and he giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or the dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So, unang testing ng prophet, eto, kung yung sinasabi ng prophet ay contradiction sa sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos, huwag niyong sundan yung prophet na yon. So, and how do I say it? When a prophet contradicts the word of God, do not follow that prophet. Now, ito, Deuteronomy, kapanahon ni Moses. Is that relevant for us today? Yes. Narinig ba ninyo yung revival sa Asbury University sa USA? Revival daw, sabi niyang marami. Kung yung nangyari doon ay hindi tumutugma sa salita ng Diyos, kahit ano pang experience nila, hindi dapat tanggapin. You see that? They say it's a revival, but it violates the scriptures in so many ways. In so many ways. Yung prophet nila, bakla. Yung nag-lead ng singing nila, bakla. Yung pastor nila, babae. Does that violate scripture? Yes, it violates scripture. Yung music nila, CCM, rock. Does that violate scripture? So tatawagin mong revival yon? That you are foolish if you believe that that is revival. No, it violates Deuteronomy chapter 13. O, so pag may nagpanggap, nagsabi, ako ay propeta ng Diyos, halikayo, magsamba tayo ng rebulto. Sinabi sa akin ng Diyos, narinig ko sa isip ko, at sa diwa ko, at sa tenga ko, narinig ko ang salita ng Diyos, at sinabi niya sa akin, sambahin natin yung rebulto na yan. Pero alam mo kung ilang milyong-milyong mga tao na sumunod kay Joseph Smith? 17 years old, Joseph Smith na nagsabi, binigyan ako ng salamin na ginto ng isang anghel na ang pangalan ay Moronai. At sa pamamagitan ng gintong salamin na yan, kaya kong basahin yung Greek. At yung Greek nagsasabing ito, yan. Hanggang sinulat niya yung Book of Mormon. Ilang milyong mga Mormon ang kilala nyo? na ninyo. Pero ilan milyong-milyong mga Mormon sa mundo natin ngayon? Lahat sila na sumusunod sa false prophet Joseph Smith. Labag sa Deuteronomy chapter 13. Kung alam lang nila yung Bible nila, di hindi na sila sumunod sa 17-year-old na gumagamit ng gintong salamin na nagbabasa raw ng Greek. Na binigay daw sa kanya ng isang anghel na ang pangalan ay Moronai. Moronai talaga yung anghel na yun. At Moronai din yung mga sumusunod doon. Moronai. Anyway, meron pa. God gave us more. Tingnan mo ang Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 19. Verse 19. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 19. Ito, isa na namang testing kung paano alam natin kung yung propeta ay propeta o hindi. Deuteronomy 18, verse 19. Deuteronomy 18, verse 19. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever, that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Oh. So kung hindi siya nagsasalita ayon sa salita ng Diyos at sa ngalan ng Diyos, huwag niyo siyang tanggapin. So if he doesn't speak the words of Christ or the words of God, in the name of Jehovah, the Lord God, do not listen to him. So, pwede bang pumunta dito ang isang pastor at magsabi, halimbawa, sabi ng pastor, pag hindi kayo nagsimba ng Lunes, nagkakasala na kayong lahat, magsimba kayo sa Lunes. Oh, pwede bang gawin yun ng isang tao? Pwede. O sinong susunod sa kanya? Yung hindi nakakaalam nito. Kasi wala siyang karapatan na magsabi magsimba sa Lunes. Ano yung araw ng pagsisimba? Lunes? Sabado? Anong araw ng pagsisimba? Ay, nako, ang hina. Baka, ha? Oh, yun. Sure kayo? Sure kayo Sunday? Okay. Baka nagsasunday lang kayo kasi yan ang ugali natin, tradisyon natin. Oh, no. Mula pa sa simula, ang mga apostol ng Panginoon ay pumupulong ng Sunday. So, walang karapatan ang sino man na magsabi, magsimba tayo Lunes! Ilipat natin yung Sunday sa Lunes. Lalo na bukas! Kasi may strike, walang pasok. Ay, ayos. Oh, no. That will be violation ng Deuteronomy 18 verse 19. Okay? Verse number 20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. So, pag yung nangangaral o yung nagpo-prophesy o yung prophet ay nangangaral sa ngalan ng ibang Diyos, huwag niyo siyang pakinggan. O, halimbawa, yung Jehovah's Witness. Ay, anong problema sa kanila? Iba yung Diyos nila. Iba ang Diyos ng Jehovah's Witness. Hindi yan ang Jehovah ng Bible. Oh, ang Diyos ng Jehovah's Witness, isang Diyos na nagkaroon ng anak, maliit na Diyos, at ang tawag nila doon, maliit na Diyos. Basahin mo yung New World Translation nila. Sabi doon, A God, John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was A God. Mali yun. Maliit na Diyos, si Jesus Christ. Ibig sabihin, create ni Jehovah si Jesus muna. Tapos si Jesus ang naglikha ng lahat. Mali yun. Hindi ho create ni Jehovah si Jesus. Mula pa sa simula, nandun na si Jesus. Kasama na ng Ama at ng Espiritu Santo. Mula pa sa simula. He was begotten, but he was not created. Iba ho yun. So, iba ang Diyos ng Jehovah's Witnesses. At sila nangangaral, nagtuturo, pero hindi naman sa ngalan ng Panginoon. They are false prophets. Look at Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 11. Ito, isa pa. Isa pang testing ng mga prophets. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 11. For doth prophet and priest are profane? Yea, in mine house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Also yun. So bawal pala sa mga prophet at mga priest at mga servants ng Panginoon yung profanity at wickedness. So ano ibig sabihin nun? Yung morality ng prophet importante sa Diyos. Ano yun? Yung hindi siya adulterer, hindi siya fornicator, hindi siya worldly. Mahalaga yan sa Diyos. Okay? So kung yung prophet nagde-deliver ng salita ng Diyos pero may sigarilyo, hindi na siya prophet na pwedeng pakinggan. O umiinom, hindi na siya prophet na pwedeng pakinggan. O yung nagbabayad ng mga babae para magkaroon ng relationship, hindi na siya prophet. Morality is very important to God for His man, for His mouthpiece. Kumusta na kaya yung mga propeta ngayon na nagsasabing sila ay anak ng Diyos, propeta ng Diyos, human trafficking, involved sa human trafficking? Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 15. Jeremiah 23 verse 15. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink water of gall, for the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into the land. Hypocrites. Mga hypocrites yung mga prophets. Alam mo, pag ang propeta, hypocrite, hindi dapat pakinggan. Drunk. Kung sila ay lasinggero, tingnan mo ang Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah 28 verse 7. Isaiah 28 verse 7. But they also have erred. Yung erred, alam nyo na yung ibig sabihin ng erred. Umalis sa landas. Planeo. Sa Greek, pero sa Hebrew iba. Parehas din yung ibig sabihin. Pasaway, umalis sa landas. But they have erred through wine. Through wine. So pag umiinom siya ng wine, hindi siya dapat pakinggan. Strong drink. Yan yung mga hindi wine pero nakakalasing. Strong drink. They are out of the way. Hindi dapat pakinggan. They have disqualified themselves by drinking. And if they are liars. Liars. Ezekiel chapter 13. Go over to Ezekiel 13. So God has standards for His prophets. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse number 10. Kumusta kaya yung mga pastor? So yung pastor, hindi siya prophet. Pero kung alam mo kung ano yung gusto ng Diyos sa mga nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos, ganun din, aplikado yung moral test sa mga pastors na nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos. Bakit? Kasi yung Diyos na tumawag sa kanila, yung Diyos na tumawag din sa mga prophets. So kailangan yung pastor qualified siya. Hindi lang sa 2 Timothy, pati rin sa Deuteronomy, pati rin sa Jeremiah, pati rin sa Isaiah, pati rin sa Ezekiel. Look at Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 10. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 10. Bakit? Tingnan mo kung gaano katanga. Crazy and foolish talaga. Kayo, makikinig ba kayo sa pastor kung yung pastor ninyo, for example, umiinom at naglalasing? How do you think of that? What do you think of that? Pakikinggan nyo yung pastor na gano'n? Paano yung pastor na nagsisinungaling? Halimbawa, Ezekiel chapter 13. Look at Ezekiel 13, verse number 10. Because Ezekiel 13:10, because they have seduced my people saying peace, and there was no peace. And one built up a wall with low, others daubed it with untempered mortar. say unto them which daubed it with untempered mortar that they, it shall fall, and there shall be an overflowing shower, and he shall, and ye, O great hailstone, shall fall, and the stormy wind shall rend it, and lo, the wall is fallen, and shall it not be said unto you? Where is the daubing? Where is he that hath daubed it? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I will even rend it for with a stormy wind in fury. So sabi ng prophet, false prophet, peace! Hey, everything's okay! You want your best life now? Hey, listen, all you, yeah, you're all good. You're okay. Hey, I want you to know something. God loves you the way you are. You don't have to change. The only thing you need to change is from poor to wealthy. Everything's okay. Just reach in your pocket and say, money, money, money. Money. Just believe it. You say peace, pero sabi ng Diyos, iguguho kayo. Maraming mga preachers ngayon, sinungaling. Because they don't preach the Word of God. And so on and so forth. So, isa pa, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. There's another sign that you know the prophet is false. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. This one's a classic one. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. So, pag nagsalita yung propeta at nagsabing, bibigyan ko kayo ng sign, pero yung sign, hindi naganap, that is a false prophet. Eh si Isaiah, sabi niya kay King Ahaz, sabi niya, the Lord will give Israel a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Magkakaroon ng anak ang isang birhen. Now, tanong, nangyari ba itong prophecy na ito? Yes. Sinungaling ba si Isaiah? No. So, never na ang isang birhen ay pwedeng magkaroon ng anak physically na walang tatay maliban lang kay Mary. Dahil pinangako ng Diyos kay Isaiah the prophet, kaya natupad po yan sa kapanahon ni Mary. Mga 500 years pagkatapos binitaw ni Isaiah yung prophecy na yan, according to the Lord. So, Micah, balik tayo sa book of Micah chapter 1 verse 1, represents the last of the 12 minor prophets who ministered prior to the fall of Samaria. Sino ang sumakop sa Samaria? Oh? Assyria. Okay. Alam ko, antok na tayo. Ang northern kingdom, sinakop ng Assyria. Yung southern kingdom, mga ilang hundred years later, sinakop ng Babylon. Okay, so, Micah was one of the last of the minor prophets who ministered prior to the fall of Samaria to the Assyrians. And the name Micah means, who is like Jehovah? Sino ang katulad ng Panginoon? Who is like Jehovah? So, sa Old Testament, yung mga pangalan may ibig sabihin. So, hindi katulad ngayon, yung mga pangalan natin, paminsan, tanungin mo, anong ibig sabihin ng pangalan mo? Ewan ko, nagustuhan lang ng magulang ko yung pangalan ko. Walang ibig sabihin. Well, Micah means, who is like Jehovah? Go over to Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Do you think Micah was thinking about his name when he wrote Micah chapter 7, verse 18? Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Sino ang katulad ng Panginoon? And that's his name, Micah. Who is like Jehovah? Who is like unto thee? So we saw that his hometown is in Moresheth. Nakita na natin sa map kung saan yung Moresheth. Yung tatay niya, hindi natin kilala. Kasi sa chapter 1, walang binanggit ng Panginoon patungkol sa tatay ni Micah. He was unknown. And Micah ministered in common folk. Ano lang siya, taong bayan. Hindi siya royalty, katulad ni Isaiah. Mataas ang antas ni Isaiah. mababa ang antas ni Micah, pero parehas silang prophet of God. And so, he made a full sense of his calling from God. Meron siyang calling sa Panginoon. Look at Micah chapter 3 verse 8. Micah chapter 3 verse 8. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. So God called Micah by the power of the Holy Spirit of God to be a prophet. All right? Nakita rin natin na si Micah ay nag-preach sa kapanahunan ng tatlong hari. Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah. Sa chart, makikita nyo yung time frame doon. Prinopisay ni Micah na sasakupin ng Assyria ang Northern Kingdom. Nung binitaw niya yung prophecy na yun, 20 years lumipas, dumating ang Assyria at winasak ang Northern Kingdom. And Micah saw it with his own eyes, the destruction of Samaria that he prophesied about 20 years before it happened. So, next week, titingnan natin yung outline ng Book of Micah. We're going to look at the outline of Book of Micah so that when you look at the Book of Micah, you will say, oh, I understand the Book of Micah, kung paano ito breakdown. And we'll look at that next week. Sa ngayon, yung key verse ng Micah, the Book of Micah has one key verse. Tingnan mo ang chapter 6, verse number 2. Micah chapter 6, verse number 2 is the key verse that unlocks the Book of Micah. Chapter 6, verse number 2. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, ye strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. So, the Lord's controversy against his people. The Lord has a controversy. So, pag sinabing controversy, merong charge, merong gustong ipakita ng Diyos sa Israel ng kanilang kamalian. And so, that's a controversy. And ang prayer natin, hindi tayo pwedeng maging prophets, pero nawa, ang kailangan ng Diyos, hindi yung mga tao na mayroong titulo. Missionary ganito, pastor ganito, doktor ganito. Ang kailangan ng Diyos ay tapat na mga tao katulad ni Micah. Na kukunin yung salita ng Diyos at ipapangaral ang salita ng Diyos. Regardless kung nakikinig sila Jotham, sila Ahaz, sila Hezekiah. So I hope na tayo ay, hindi tayo maging prophet, pero I hope na tayo ay maging parang mga prophets na hindi matakot sa mga tao at ipahayag sa kanila ang pure word of God, regardless of the circumstances and consequences. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your words. We thank you that we get a chance to learn about Micah. And we certainly thank you, Lord, that when we think of him, we think about you and how there's no one like you, no one like you at all. And thank you for the authenticating signs and evidences of a man of God who speaks the word according to your standards, Lord. Raise us up, Lord, to become men and women of God, men and women of conviction, full of the power of the Holy Spirit of God, and unafraid to speak your word regardless of the consequences. We love you, Lord. We ask your blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Amen.